To open the legislative session for 2016, the governor of Connecticut, Dan Malloy, has a new message. Get used to a lowering of your standard of living because the pre-recession prosperity of your parents' days, where wages and home prices went up, is not coming back.
Really, what the overall message today is that Connecticut's and the nation's economy was changed by the Great Recession. We all thought that, you know, we'd get back to what was an old normal. Well, quite frankly, we're in the new normal. And I think government has to catch up with where the people are and understand that the people have already made that adjustment. They're not counting on an economy that their parents and their grandparents counted on, where wages and home values went up steadily every single year. We live in changing times. You don't have to take my word for it. You hear it from your constituents every day. A visceral feeling that our country and our state are not going back to how things were before the Great Recession. Families are budgeting differently. Their expectations are changing. They know that they can't rely on the same economy their parents and grandparents did, where wages and home values steadily increased.
What the governor does not tell you is that many policymakers view the economic downturn and the lowering of our standard of living as a good thing because it means we use less energy, thus saving the planet from greenhouse gas emissions. As an example, in 2014, the state announced that it had met its goal of reducing greenhouse gas emissions to 1990 levels and credited the economic downturn as one of the major factors involved with helping to reach that goal. Director of Policy for the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, Jesse Stratton, was working for and speaking on behalf of the Environment Northeast organization back in 2010 when she also credited the economic downturn for reduced electricity consumption. To better understand this concept of a reduction in energy consumption being a good thing, we have to go back to at least 2001 when the state had announced its goal of reducing greenhouse gas emission in the state by up to 85%. This means a reduction in energy use, which means a reduction in the use of products that require energy to be made, which means a reduction in pretty much everything. As an example of the vast level of greenhouse gas reduction looking to be imposed by the state, a 2008 state document said that Connecticut will need to decrease greenhouse gas emissions by more than 1 million metric tons per year for over 40 years, which they say is equivalent to the emissions from electricity used by over 137,000 homes each year, or the emission from over 190,000 passenger vehicles each year. This idea that single-family homes and private motor vehicles are bad for the environment is being used by the state and federal government to implement a program of smart growth. Smart growth occurs when government attempts to reduce private motor vehicle and home ownership by using taxes, laws, and regulations to focus high-density development around a transit line. An example of this is occurring in the capital city of Hartford, where over 1,000 apartment units have been or are being constructed in the downtown area along the newly built CT Fast Track bus line. These construction projects have received millions of taxpayer dollars in loans, grants, and other forms of financial assistance. Policymakers like to tout the benefits of living in an apartment next to a bus line and not needing to own a car or maintain property, but they leave out the many benefits of home and car ownership. For example, your options as to where you would like to live, work, grocery shop, or seek entertainment are vastly increased when you have a personal motor vehicle. Without a personal motor vehicle, your options on where to live, work, shop, and play are limited to what is on your bus or train route. There are a number of benefits of personal home ownership as well, not the least of which being privacy and not having to be around people that you do not want to be around. When our buying options are limited in such a way by these state-sponsored energy reduction smart growth policies designed to restrict private motor vehicle ownership and single-family home ownership, this directly results in a lowering of our standard of living. This policy of smart growth was not created at the state level, though. It is a top-down policy that extends up through the federal government all the way up to the international government level with the United Nations. Evidence of this can be found in the various Connecticut climate change papers where various organizations affiliated with the United Nations, like the IPCC, are cited, but most specifically in the 2001 Regional Climate Change Action Plan, where the topic of greenhouse gas emission is discussed, it is stated, quote, "The ultimate goal mirrors that of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, to which both the United States and Canada are signatories," end quote. This is relevant because the United Nations is more explicit in their desire to lower the standard of living of industrialized nations like the United States, all in the name of fighting climate change. In the United Nations Agenda 21 Program of Action, an action plan presented at the same 1992 Earth Summit in Rio that the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change was presented, it states that, quote, "The major cause of the continued deterioration of the global environment is the unsustainable pattern of consumption and production, particularly in industrialized countries," end quote. This sentiment is even more explicitly expressed, and quite coincidentally, in almost the same terms that Governor Dan Malloy is using, in the children's edition of Agenda 21. Rachel Kite, the vice president of the World Bank Group at the time of the publishing of the children's edition of Agenda 21, is quoted as saying that children should not expect as much as their parents. The actual quote is this, quote, "You can't bring up a new generation of people telling them that they can have everything we have and more," end quote. An interested person researching climate change in the United Nations will continue to come across this concept of a lowering in the standard of living of industrialized nations being a necessity to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. At thegoodmanchronicle.com, we attempt to document how this agenda is directly affecting residents of Connecticut. To conclude, we need to look at this recent revelation by Governor Malloy in its proper context. The state government, along with the federal government, have been adopting policies in order to get the people to use less energy and reduce consumption. This is why the economic changes brought with the recession are being embraced. When we have less money, we consume less. As we progress further in this agenda to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, we can expect further economic as well as social and cultural changes, all in an apparent effort to fight climate change. Only an informed and vigilant citizenry can get in the way of these changes from taking place.